Track 7, more news. Go ahead for near perfect home scheme. A much needed development of affordable homes inside Dartmoor National Park has been given the unanimous thumbs up. The 16 homes will be built on the outskirts of Ashburton on behalf of Live West, the South West's largest housing association and social landlord. National Park Authority member Sally Morgan told a meeting of the authority's planning committee, "We have almost found our perfect application as far as renewables and affordable housing are concerned. The homes off Roeburgh Lane will go to applicants with strong local connections and will feature a mix of 1, 2 and 3 bed options. Solar panels could be offered as part of the design. The site is part of a larger area already earmarked for 40 homes, and Live West says there is a high need for low-cost home ownership options in Ashburton for households that do not qualify for rented affordable homes yet, cannot afford high private rents. Planning agent Alex Graves, speaking in support of the scheme, said Live West was a charitable organisation which manages more than 120,000 homes. They believe everyone has a right to a clean, affordable, comfortable and safe place to call home, he said. Dartmoor is experiencing an unprecedented housing crisis in which demand is outstripping supply. There are 56 households in need in Ashburton alone. This is a worthy scheme that seeks to provide affordable homes to meet proven need. Officers said the plan provided social and economic benefits through the construction phase as well as meeting a need for local affordable housing. They recommend it for approval subject to a number of conditions. Mrs. Morgan added, "It is really refreshing because it goes over and above our policy on affordable homes."
Banks turning their backs on rural Devon. Britain's biggest banks have come under fire from MPs over the decimation of rural services, which is leaving people in places like Devon out in the cold. South Devon Liberal Democrat MP Caroline Vodden led a debate in Westminster Hall focusing on face-to-face banking services in rural areas. "While big banks make billions in profits, they close branches with impunity," she said. "They are turning their backs on customers and leaving small businesses struggling." Last year, she said, Lloyds made £6.7 billion in profit, which she said was an incredible amount of money, meaning it had the means to maintain rural banking services. Other Devon MPs also took part in the debate, with Exmouth and Exeter East Conservative MP David Reid saying every major bank had quit Butley Salterton, leaving the town and its summer tourists with no access to cash apart from a machine at Tesco. Ms. Vodden said 64% of all bank and building society branches that were open in January 2015 have since closed. "It's simply outrageous that banks have been able to get away with this," she said. "Face-to-face banking is essential for millions of people and thousands of small businesses. The rapid and ruthless shift towards online banking is potentially disenfranchising millions of people. Figures show that 86% of people in rural areas have seen their closest bank branch with no alternative bank to switch to. Travelling to a bank by public transport can be a major mission, taking half a day." The South Devon MP called for criteria for the opening of a town banking hub to be widened and added, "Having a bank account and being able to access a range of banking services are a necessity in modern society, not a luxury. The government must rebalance things in favour of our high streets and communities and put an end to the favourable treatment for big banks. Enough now. It is time that the government took action to protect and restore face-to-face banking across rural areas."
Schools urged to support cyber-savvy pupils. Schools across Teignbridge are being encouraged to sign up for a specialist session aimed at helping young people with an interest in the cyber industry make safe and informed choices online. Devon and Cornwall Police is offering 90-minute cyber choices sessions to schools across Devon, targeting students who have an interest in computers, technology, or a potential career in the cyber industry. The programme is designed to encourage young people to develop their digital skills for legitimate purposes, while helping them understand the difference between legal and illegal cyber activity. Sessions will be delivered by the Force's Cyber Prevention Officer and staff from its Digital Capabilities Unit. They can be adapted to suit any year group where students are under 18. Detective Constable Tamsin May said it was important to support young people who have an interest in technology while ensuring they understand the potential consequences of unlawful activity. The sessions cover cyber-dependent crime, offences which can only be committed using computers, networks or other technology such as hacking or spreading computer viruses. DC May added, "This work is all about building positive relationships and sharing knowledge. We will continue to run sessions across Devon and Cornwall to share this vital information with as many young people as we can."
Views sought on updated planning guidance. Teignbridge Council is asking residents and planning professionals for their views on proposed changes to its planning application guidance. The local planning validation guides explain what information and documents are needed when submitting a planning application in the district. The guides have been updated following the adoption of the new local plan, changes to national planning policy and legislation, and feedback from specialist council officers. Residents, developers, planning agents and other interested parties can comment on the proposed changes during a public consultation. Feedback will be considered before the final guides are presented to the council for adoption. The draft guides and consultation questionnaire are available on the Teignbridge District Council website and the consultation closes on October the 5th.
Paws at the ready as dogs return to beaches. Dog owners will soon be able to enjoy Teignbridge's beaches alongside their four-legged friends as seasonal restrictions are set to be lifted. The district's beaches provide residents and visitors with opportunities to enjoy the coastline and connect with nature. As dogs return from 1st of October, owners are being urged to keep the area clean by bagging and binning dog waste. Dog waste bins are available across the district to help protect beaches and the wider environment. The council has also thanked its resorts and street cleansing teams for their work keeping seafronts, promenades and public spaces clean throughout the year. Owners are being encouraged to act responsibly and consider other beach users, helping ensure the coastline remains welcoming and enjoyable for everyone.